daf was Pesachim daf. Hey, the Gemara had two topics the entire daf. The first topic was to try to figure out how we know that chametz already becomes asar on Erev Pesach. And then the second topic is to derive chametz from that chametz that belongs to different people or is in different locations other than your house, that it may be a problem as well. So first we go through six possible ways to know that chametz becomes asar on Erev Pesach. The first appears on the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis, was that there's a stir between two psukim. One pasuk says that for 7 days, shivas yam sar lo yimatzim v'teichem, but then another pasuk says, biyom arishon tashpisu sar mi v'teichem. So for all 7 days it's asar, how could it be that on the first day you're still destroying it? So it must be that the first day doesn't mean the first day, it means the day before the first day, which is Erev Pesach. Then the Gemara says, Tan de Rabbi Shmuel, that we learn from Rabbi Shmuel that the Torah refers to Erev Pesach as Rishon explicitly. You don't need any fancy kashas or drushes. The Torah says, Barishon bar baso the chodesh. So we know when the Torah says to destroy chametz barishon, it must mean on Erev Pesach, on arbaaso the chodesh. Then third possibility, the Gemara tells, Rav Nachman Yitzchak tells us, Rishon very often in the Torah means the day before. Pasuk says, Harishon Adam Tivalein. Whether you think you were born before, was a person born before Adam? So that's the simple translation of the word very often. There are three psukim where it very clearly does not mean the day before. It means clearly the first day of. Torah says, Ulkachtan lechem biyom arishon, to take dal and meet him on the first day of Sukkot. Bayom arishon shabbason or biyom ashmini shabbason. The first day of Sukkot should be treated like a yantif. Pasuk tells us, biyom arishon mikra kodesh yelechem. The first day of Pesach should be treated like a yantif. But the reason that the word rishon is used in all of those three psukim is to teach us that if we do those three mitzvos, we're going to be zocha to have three special brachas. So we're going to be zocha to destroy Esav's descendants, which is also called rishon. Ve'etzeh rishon and moni kulo kadera seir, that Esav is called the rishon. We're going to be zocha to build the Beis HaMikdash, which is also called the rishon. Kisei kavod moro me rishon Beis Mikdashenu. And we'll be zocha to the Shmo Shal Mashiach, which rishon l'tzion hinei hinam refers to Mashiach. So all of those things are called rishons in the zchus of those other rishons. Fourth possibility, Gemara says, Rava learns from the fact that you have to destroy chametz on Erev Pesach. We know from the pasuk of Lo Sishchar al chametz dam zivchi that you're not allowed to shech the Karm Pesach when you still have chametz around, and you shech the Karm Pesach on Erev Pesach. So it must be that you destroy chametz by Chatzos Hayom on Erev Pesach. Rabbi Akiva learns that the chametz has to be destroyed on Erev Pesach because there's an issue to do any malacha on Pesach. So if the Torah says you have to destroy chametz on Pesach, that can't be. You're not allowed to burn anything on Pesach. So it can only be Erev Pesach. You're not allowed to burn anything on Pesach itself. It's an av malacha to burn something on Pesach. So the Gemara points out, Rava points out, Shema minomid Rabbi Akiva tlas. We see three chidushim in Rabbi Akiva's very brief statement. The first thing we see is ein biyur chametz al streifa. He's obviously working with the assumption the only way to destroy chametz is by burning it. Second thing we see from the fact that he calls it an av malacha, we see that he holds havara is l'chalik yatzis, that havara is an av malacha like any other. It is not simply a los hasei, it is a regular av malacha. And the third thing we see from Rabbi Akiva is that he does not hold of hol vutra havara l'tzorach utra mishalo l'tzorach, that if you're allowed to burn things for the sake of ochel nefesh, then you would be allowed to burn things for non-ochel nefesh purposes also, because we see, he says, you're not allowed to burn the chametz on the Yom Tov of Pesach itself, so it must be he doesn't hold that it would be mutter shalol l'tzarech. Then the final limud is, Rabbi Yossi learns that the chametz has to be destroyed in Erev Pesach, because the word ach in the pasuk teaches us that chametz is mutter for part of the day and aser for part of the day. And that can't possibly be talking about the first day of Pesach, because we know the mitzvah of matzah is already on the first night. And we have a hekish that compares the mitzvah of achilas matzah with the isser of chametz. So it has to be, and the mitzvah to destroy chametz, so it has to be that it's already, the chametz is already gone by the time that we're eating matzah. So that was all one topic, how we know chametz becomes aser on Erev Pesach. The whole Amud Beis moves on to quote a long brisa that elaborates on whose chametz is included in the Isra of Bal Yirah and the location of the chametz that's included in the Isra of Bal Yirah. So first pasuk says Lo Yirah Lecha Chametz. That teaches us at Haroah Shel Acherim Shel Gavoa, that chametz that belongs to a guy or that belongs to Hegdish is not included in the Isra. You're allowed to have such chametz in your possession. Lo Yimatzei teaches us that while you're allowed to have that chametz in your possession, if you take achrayus for it, if you take any responsibility for it, then it's not okay, and it's also not okay to just hide your own own chametz, fal yatmin, you can't just hide it somewhere. The Gemara later explains that that's why Rava would tell the people of Machuza to get rid of the chametz that they kept for the king's troops, since they were responsible to replace it, so they had an achrayus on it, that's why it was a problem. Now, the Gemara also uses this to jump off into the sugya of Dovra Gorim Lamamon Kimamon Dami. The Gemara says, even if you generally hold that something that you have responsibility for is generally lav Kimamon Dami, is not considered to belong to you, we're still extra machmir by chametz because the Torah goes out of its way to say lo yimatzeh. So even though it's only a dover agorim lamamon, you're still going to bear responsibility for it. What if you generally are dover agorim lamamon is kimamon dami? So then you wouldn't need a pasuk of lo yimatzeh. The Gemara says no, we would still need the pasuk of lo yimatzeh to teach us that the chametz of the soldiers is still considered to be yours, even though if they show up, you have to give them that exact food. You're not allowed to replace it with something else. There's also machlok samarayim what the Brisa derives from lo yimatzeh bivatechen. It's not clear which line of the Brisa it goes on. Abaye understands that we learn from lo yimatzeh bivatechem that it's aser to take achrayus even for chametz of a guy who you have no control over and doesn't live in the same chater as you. Rava understands that we learn from lo yimatzeh bivatechem that chametz that you didn't take responsibility for is mutter even if it belongs to a guy who you do have control over or lives in your chater. From B'chol Gvulecha, we learn that it's also to keep chametz even in places other than your house, like in your boros, sichon, ma'oros, various holes in the ground in your property. Can't have your chametz there either. And then from the Gzeira Shav of Sa'ar, the Braisa learns that all of the chumras that apply to chametz in your house, such as the fact that chametz of a guy that you take responsibility for is a problem, would apply also to chametz in your yard. So you can't take chametz from a guy, take responsibility for it, and then keep it in your yard either. That's not going to work either. And all of the kulas that apply to chametz in your yard, such as the fact that chametz of Hegdish is okay, applies even when the chametz is in your house. The yard and the house have the same halacha. That's the basic review of Daf Hei.